AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution, because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang.
It is what it is, man.
DJ Screen.
You don't be on nothing I be on.
Baby Jade.
Okay, so let me ask y'all this then.
Bring you big facts.
Back ethnic right now.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
Live from the Culture Lab, it's time for Big Facts. DJ Screen, Big Bang, Baby Jade, we here. It's time for another conversation. The ATL OG has pulled up on us today. Fathead. What's up?
Fathead.
Welcome, my brother. Welcome, my brother. Everything cool with you?
Everything real cool, Screen.
So, my boy said he got some questions that needed.
He said,
answers.
Yeah, today he said he's going to ask us questions. Yes. So, I like
he's going
like
to interview
that.
Us today.
You know what I'm saying? So, we
he's going to flip this shit around.
We're going to have a conversation with family. That's what it is.
Yeah. There's a lot to talk about as it pertains to just Atlanta. So, let's just kick it in.
Plus, bro,
where we
going to
start, Jay? What
on.
We doing, Jay?
Shit, what's happening?
What we doing?
I want to take this shit back to Jonesboro Road.
Let's get it.
Let's take this shit back to Jonesboro Road and talk about where all this shit started in real life.
Whoa.
Zone 3.
It started right there.
Let's go.
Jonesboro South Project. You know what I'm saying? They remember back in them 90s when people were in a car with them fat dimes. You know what I'm saying? Serving all y'all mamas out here in the 80s and daddies, you know what I'm saying? They would get them fat dads, you know what I'm saying? Dank, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They went on no crack now. They talk about some dank.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that, like, she's saying, I think Jay's saying, like, take it back, like, how you first started before you even jumped off the porch, like, where you was at mentally.
Oh, well, you know what? As a kid, I was always one of them kids gonna go to the golf course, go get some golf balls out of the water, take off my socks and shoes, step in the water, get as many golf balls I can, go clean them, and sell them to all the people who come and golf. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes they used to run up, I up there. They be like, nah, y'all ain't doing it today. Mm-hmm. But we gonna cut some grass, we gonna rake some leaves. You know what I'm saying? At one point, I even sold some can and dough to dough. So I always did something, you know what I'm saying? I had to. My mama had 7 kids. So it wasn't no dad, you know, just doubt, you know what I'm saying? I don't hold the guilt. You never know what people going through in life.
You a real nigga for that, dog.
Exactly.
For sure. You a real nigga for that.
Yeah, and it's all, I love everybody, me personally, you know what I'm saying? At the most, I'm a defender, but I don't have no problem because I treat everybody with respect, and I get it back. I love my city, and my city love me.
That's what it is. And it's a people you like you tied to. Like, tell us about the people from like your neighborhood and surrounding areas that you tied to.
Well, you know what? First of all, I'm gonna give a shout out to my big brother, MJ, the weatherman.
Shout out to MJ.
Michael Jackson, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people know him. Yeah. They call him Mike Jack. You know what I'm saying? So give a shout out to him, you know what I'm saying? I love his faith in God, and he inspired me, you know what I'm saying? Because at some point, you have to realize you have to make a change in life for the best. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to be leading your kids so they can try to lead their kid for a better outcome. Because we all, being black, you grew up rough. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
9 out of 10, you grew up rough. You know what I'm saying? So when I see people that be like, if they ain't grow up rough and they want to be rough, I don't understand that. But
yeah, you try to discourage it because you know where it's going.
Yeah, so if you got a good, like, I ain't gonna say a golden spoon in your mouth, you don't go back to the street. You know what I'm saying? So me personally, I be trying to lead people out. I got little nephews, sell bottled water. So I be like, nephew, when y'all be walking up on the car, I ain't gonna lie, I be having my tool ready for the bottled water boy. Because you don't know what they gonna do.
You don't know what they on. Right?
Sometimes little boy be tripping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They be mad if you don't buy a certain amount of bottled water. Little boy tried to charge me $3 for one bottled water. And I was like, nah, I give you $1 a piece. He like, nah, you tripping, OG. And I'm like, see, this ain't the way we supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to lead in another way.
Yeah.
They be a little aggressive sometimes. So I be telling my nephew, you need to do something else. You know what I'm saying? Because some of the water boy might take people pocketbook, smell their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
And then they basically what you saying is, bro, it's hard to determine which one you is and all y'all running up on my car.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You could be the nigga out here selling water with a good heart, but you could be one of the little niggas who look, you know, we got some nigga looking in the car, the niggas on point.
Like,
I got scrap right there and I can grab that.
Oh, that's what they do.
These niggas is too good.
Not only they see you scrap, they tell you what kind you got.
Yeah.
Oh, Aunt got that goddamn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd be like, boy.
That's Atlanta shit, though, right? Hey. That water boy shit is like some epitome of Atlanta shit.
Oh,
like,
for
that
sure.
Shit, like, definition. I could see myself being a water boy.
Nah, me too.
Yeah.
Being a water boy is some Atlanta shit, just like how fucking mild lemon pepper wings wet are some Atlanta shit, or is some Atlanta shit. Like, I ain't never heard nobody else, nowhere else in the world, order wings like that, but niggas in Atlanta.
Nah, real shit. Either sprinkles or wet.
With the three mix.
All flex.
Nah, but that's
they just need to organize
shit.
Like at least one at a time. Like everybody go to a car. When there's 2 men running to a car, you messing it up. You messing up the hustle, bro. You like
it ain't even about the water no more. These niggas, get them blues, man. Where them blues at? Oh, god damn.
Yeah.
Bro, you know what a nigga trying to do.
You got a fold to sit little guy and he wanna like, hey, come on, man, come on, get it. You got on the chain. Come on, get it, $10
And
you you out now, but you don't wanna be them little 15-year-old, they breaking them cars.
And then don't let you goddamn ride through the same place 2 or 3 times. They done got so good now, they can see through the
10. Well, I was just finna say, but
they can see through the
10,
boy. I got 5% 10 on my truck. Jay.
Yeah, them niggas see through them, boy.
They gonna look straight through that window.
I feel like we gotta support this shit, though. Like,
nah, I do hold on.
They need to organize it.
Yeah, organize it and support it.
One to the car at a time. It's a good idea.
Yeah, they could be doing a lot worse.
I be getting out straight like, oh, they're perfect. But when they 4, 5, 6, anything can happen, bro.
Yeah.
You got on 2 minute chains and your scrap over there on the thing. You didn't think, you think they 15, 14. That they know they got the pills on you.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just feel like if you organize it, it's perfect. You know what I'm saying? If it's one at a car at a time, you feel comfortable talking to one person at a time. It's another thing. No, get it from
both sides of your car. No, nigga, on this side of your window and in your window.
Hmm.
They on the passenger side and your side.
Nigga in your sunroof.
And then sometimes,
shit crazy,
after you been on bottled water for someone, you'll still see someone getting into it. Like, no, man, you be like, man, I'm trying to help y'all. Y'all arguing to fight after y'all finish.
Tell us a little bit about the movie, bro.
Oh,
congratulations to
you. Thank you, black man.
Like, real shit.
And the Common Sense movie, I can't rap, so I say, let me try to find a way to send a message and still put music in the move. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I love rap music. You know what I'm saying? Because you can still send a message. So I say, let me do it with the movie and try to see if the generation can just look at it and think for a second. You know what I'm saying? You just hoping somebody think. Like, my movie based off decision-making, using your common sense. And the time you use it and the time you don't, you might see the difference in what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm hoping to send a message. You know what I'm saying? It's like 144 people in this movie. So I try to give a lot of people opportunities who never acted before. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So now I'm pretty sure I send a lot of motivation because a couple people who's in my movie, I already see them and a couple more of my other people movie that they trying to get ready to make it come out. So it's like that motivation that I'm trying to give, show that love. And it gonna keep coming back.
How you put it out? Like what platform?
Well, you know, I put it out on Vimeo.
Okay.
Basically because Vimeo, you make more of your money. You make 98% of your money. Mm. So, you know, you can't do that with other platforms. Mm. And then somebody just bought Tubi, so they say you can get an even lower percentage of your money. You know what I'm saying? So I don't wanna do a move and get all my money away. You feel me? I'd rather be patient and let it take time. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gotta make this much amount of money this year. It could be another year, but the more you promote it, the more it's gonna get out there and they'll see the message. Mm.
So you acting, you feel like acting was for you?
I definitely do because I realized I was an actor at a young age. Well, for one, when I was 17, I got shot and left for dead. And the killer.
What happened with that?
Okay, so what happened?
Because this is also a part of the movie, right?
Yeah, I put that particular part in there. Some parts are fiction. Some parts are non-fiction, but that particular part really did happen when I got shot in my hand and face, and they thought I was dead. So what happened was, you know, I was 17, selling that good green, you know what I'm saying? So, oh, yes, sir. So what my problem was, it was a guy I knew, he did the powder. So I ain't really like to deal with people who do powder, to be honest, because they can't be trusted. And
that's too erratic.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the guy, he was like, oh, these my people. And they good people, but it turned out he didn't even know them, you know what I'm saying? And so they end up putting the guns out on me in my apartment. And so they were like, you finna go upstairs and show her the money. And I was like, well, so happen, I ain't got the key to the room. My brother got the key. So, hey, you could just kick in the door, you feel? They like, nah, lay on the floor. We're gonna ask you one more time where the money. And I'm like, hey, I told you, upstairs, you just kick in the door. He told me, you think I'm playing? And I tell you, finna shoot him. So I put my hand up and he just shot, went through my hand. Went in with chin right here, came out the side, hit the floor, and went back in behind me. Here. So that way it is right now. You know what I'm saying? Right there by my cerebellum. So that I know I'm blessed. So that's
it's
why
still in there?
It's still in there right today, because they couldn't go in there because they say your cerebellum. So they don't want to mess with that right there.
Oh, yeah.
So I end up getting up while they was upstairs, going to the door, realized my finger hanging off. You know what I'm saying? I opened the door with my lip. So I just went out the door, back in the door. I went to any apartment because I had just moved out there. I just knocked on any door within 5 seconds, the door came open. And it was a female, so she let me in, and she was looking like she in shock. So I was trying to talk, let her know I just got shot in the face, called the ambulance. So I went in the bathroom, I ain't even recognize me. So I say, they don't even look like me right there. So I was like, is I'm finna live or die, you know what I'm saying?
So you're conscious through this whole process.
I'm conscious, and it's like I'm just thinking, and I feel like I'm talking with God, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm like, did you see how you look in the mirror? You want to live looking like that? I'm like, man, I'm messed up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my face
yeah.
looked like it was to the side. I thought I had shot my whole chin that way. You feel me?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I put the towel face, went back downstairs. The female had the phone in her hand, but it had the sound. Like, you know how you hold the phone out of hook?
Yeah.
It had that sound, and she was in shock. She never called nothing. So I had to get the phone with her. Hang
so,
it
I mean,
up.
This whole time?
She just got the phone in shock. Can't even move, just sit there while I'm upstairs putting towels on my face. So I come down, I call the ambulance, then I call to the hood. I'm like, hold on, damn, somebody got to do something about this. I don't got
yeah.
So I don't call the ambulance.
I
don't
want to smoke about this
so,
shit.
Everybody put up at the same time.
Everybody put up at the same time. The ambulance, the homies. Everybody. So when I got a hot pill, I went back to the girl and I say, why did you open up the door without saying who is it? And she say, a female, near door, said, I'm about to come over your house. Get ready to unlock the door. So it's like, God already set up a way for me to
you know, be able to save yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that shit lined up perfect.
Yep. So if with me being right there laying on the floor, they shot me and they know they just shot me in the face with a 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So I'm like, I had to be a good actor for them not to go on and shoot me some more. You know what I'm saying? They probably like,
oh, so you had to play dead.
I had to play dead. I had to lay on my face.
Like, so they didn't shoot you and then you just went straight out the door.
No, they
shot you and you lay there while they were still going through the
house? Yeah, after they shot me, that's when they went upstairs and kicked in the door. They was just like that, you feel me? So you got some people out there like that, you know what I'm saying?
They ran that past you or you had got up for
whatever? Nah, I got up while they was upstairs. Oh, yeah, still was up though. They even knocked on the door while me and the girl was in there. They knocked on the door, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know why they ain't come on in, you know what I'm saying? I was just like, they got a chance to come and finish the job, you know what I'm saying?
Damn.
It's a little tricky, but like a day like today, like in this moment where you're at right now, mm-hmm. Are you in a state of still having vengeance behind that?
Are
you in a state of forgiveness? That's what come with the game.
It just with God showing me who he is, showing me who I'm here, you know what I'm saying? Okay. That way it ain't not happening.
That's deep.
So years later, maybe 15 years later, I found out who did. And I was just like, talk with God, and I like, I'm feeling with it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You don't even mouth, you know what I'm saying? Because it was like,
so not even one little piece of smoke?
No, it was too long. 15 years later, it like, you got time for God, I'm bless you.
And
help you make it through so many situations. Okay. So you like, just live a life, feel me?
Yeah.
And that's why I'm bled now.
Yeah.
You make a decision, because he going to make a decision after you make yours. You know what I'm saying? So
Right.
That's why I did what I did.
That take a lot, because, you know, I guess you could say, milder situations that turn into chaos out here. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I mean, I salute you on that, because, you know what I'm saying, that takes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, you got to look at what you got good going in your life and know that you want to keep that good vibe going. If nobody ain't no threat to you, you know what I'm saying? But now if somebody threat to you, that's another story.
Yeah, yeah.
But if it's over, it's over. You feel me?
I got you.
What's some shit like when you look at the city, you be like, damn, this shit changed for the better and for the worse. Like, what's some shit you think done changed from back then when we run the street for the better and for the worse?
Oh, yeah, that deep, though, because for the better, you know, with a lot of people moving to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, it get a lot of more opportunities in whatever field you're doing. It make it greater, because so many people just say how we do movies or how podcasts, and so many people got to listen in, because Atlanta, to be honest, you know, Atlanta running, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of shit right now.
Yeah, for real, Atlanta the top of the top, you know what I'm saying? It's the Black Hollywood, you know what I'm saying? So, but as far as like from then and now, you know, well, right now you got to be about your bid. When we were younger, we just tried to enjoy ourselves as far as hen clubs. But now you got to really be about your bid. And so you got to be more serious now, though, than back then. Back then you could play a little bit. Now you can't really play. If you really want to live your life, you got to just be serious about everything you're doing. The respect you show, the love you show, you know what I'm saying? The way you let people treat you, you know what I'm saying? That means if you see people that ain't showing that love, like just say if you go in a certain area, if you see people ain't coming and getting you fired, like we happy to see you, then you know you give your business. You go, you know the way. Like,
Give you real gym, though.
Real love.
Yeah.
Like,
I gotta be able to feel it.
For real, though. I gotta be able to feel it. If I ain't seen you in a while and I see you and we ain't both excited, it gonna be like, okay.
What the hell you on?
Yeah, I'd be excited to see everybody.
Me too, bro. Like, that shit just be weird.
Y'all be
as hell.
Excited,
like,
to see everybody. Now.
I swear,
I do because, like,
I be excited just to be seen. You know how many niggas ain't being seen that's in the ground?
But I'm saying,
you're in jail somewhere.
Y'all don't have them people that y'all see that y'all like.
I used to be like that, but now I don't even give a fuck. Even if I don't fuck with you, come here, bitch. Give me a hug.
Okay, I'm learning a lot today. This is my therapy.
Fuck all that. We here. We in this bitch.
Got you.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow, thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
So what part did you play in all? Like Ralph Jude, man, coming up. And oh, yeah. Shouts to Kente, too.
Yeah, shout out to Ken, Moneymaker Rocker.
Shout out to that boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, me and Jude, we did our thing back in 2006. Then when the deal came with University, we linked up with Moneymaker Rocker, you know what I'm saying, did a joint venture deal. You know what I'm saying? Because Ken already had the studio ready. So We just collaborated. You know what I'm saying? Because me and Ken grew up in Jonesboro South together.
Yeah,
so,
Ken a real nigga for real.
That was a perfect time to collaborate. You feel me? And that we did.
Yeah. Mm.
You feel like Jud underrated?
Oh, he definitely underrated. But he coming back forward. Jud, he's still working. He ain't no other artist still working like Jud.
20 years later.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
Unless they got a major deal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Who's some other people in the city, like maybe outside of Jud, that you like believed in, that you want, or believed in or still believe in, that you want to see? Like,
You know what? T.I.
Okay.
Lil Baby, Future.
So you knew T.I. back, like Tip back then?
Well, my brother MJ knew them more. They used to be at Club 112 back in the days, doing their thing together.
Okay.
21 too though, you know what I'm saying? They doing their thing for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, was it ever a time when you was shooting a movie like you want to just give up or stop spending your money or stop fucking with that shit? Like,
yeah, cause it was we had at some point we realized some of the audio wasn't recorded.
Audioing.
It went no audio and we like, hold on. How some of the audio missing? You know what I'm saying? Mm. So mistakes happen. You feel me?
We go through that shit too.
So that made me have to take like 4 trips to Miami because the person who edited the movie, he stayed in Miami. So I had to go down there with him and narrate the movie a little bit, you know what I'm saying, more than I expected, but it turned out to be perfect. I felt like God made that way because they needed to hear their voice. You know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm the voice in the movie now. Mm-hmm. I want to call that up.
Oh, you saying basically it was like more acting, but you got now you still got the scenes, but you really talking behind it, describing the scene.
At some point, you know what I'm saying? Yes. I ain't have to do it for the whole, at the end of it, I may let them know how this ended or how this person feeling toward a situation, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Something like that.
Like, besides your own opinion, but when who gave you that sense of, like, this it, like, look at a person, like, the person you seen watch it, and they gave you clarification, like, nah, I just did some shit.
Or as far as the movie.
Yeah.
Or actually the person who edited it, his name's Singer Phillip. And he very talented at editing movies, and he did some stuff for Love and Hip Hop Miami and VH1. But at the same time, he got that eye for the vision. So once he said it, I knew it because he put me in the first movie I was actually in, it was called Lust, and it was his movie.
Yeah.
And that was a pretty good movie too. So it made
What role did you play in that movie?
Well, you know what? I was the person that tried to give advice. I was like that OG that was giving advice to a guy that was in a relationship with a female that was cheating on him.
What you told him?
I told him that he done cheated before. You know what I'm saying? So I like, if you love her, you know, just make sure she don't want to cheat no more.
Nah, but see, they said once a girl does dick,
She dead.
Well, I mean, every female human, you know what I'm saying? So, I ain't going to say you can't get a female one time, but.
Yeah, no, I feel
if,
you.
If she ain't perfect.
Everybody got a different perspective, though, man.
Yeah,
but my co-host over there.
I just keep it from me. Just keep it out. Because at the end of the day, if you let me find out or something, that means you being disrespectful. We can't take disrespect.
Yeah. It's hard for God to really take it.
Yeah,
though.
How?
Yeah.
How that gonna get off your mind? I don't know how that would go away.
Oh.
That shit wouldn't go away from my brain.
Stain. Oh. It's definitely a stain.
Yeah, that shit wouldn't go away. Like, I wouldn't even be right for you no more. I wouldn't get rid of you for you. For my sake, it'll be for you because I wouldn't be right in no type of way.
You'll be some bullshit towards him.
Yeah, it wouldn't even, I don't know.
Yeah.
Every time this bitch tosses
I've been working on having just an all the way forgiving heart.
But it depends, though. It depends. What if you locked up?
You locked up, bitch. I don't give a damn. I'm giving you permission. Do dick. Just make sure my shit going how it's supposed to go.
Just make sure it's secure, straight. My book's good.
You ain't leave me for dead. I can't say nothing about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because locked up, that shit's something different.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's different.
So, nah, but you know, everybody.
But me personally, I ain't even gonna lie. I still feel like even if you fucking with a nigga and the nigga's locked up, I still feel like you shouldn't stray from the plan. Like,
what's the plan?
I mean, like, I still don't feel like if you still saying that you with this nigga and you saying
that you don't think that.
You shouldn't fuck off if you still fucking with a nigga.
I think that's very commendable, but
I don't agree with that. Like,
if he got a knock down to 20, so you saying you just gonna go get the toy, sex toy, and hold it down?
No.
What the maximum amount of yield then? Because, I mean, a lot of time, you know, you got no chart. But
I feel like whatever the years, whether it's 1 year or whether it's 10 million years, like, if you're still saying that you're committed to this nigga and you're still giving this nigga the impression that, you know, you're all about him and all this shit, whatever, whatever, then either you're going to be all the way about him or you're going to have a discussion with him. And I don't want to say get permission, but in a relationship, you know, you have to have a mutual understanding.
For sure.
So if you're going to do your thing or if you feel like it's too much time for you or whatever, let the nigga know that and let him decide so that you guys can both agree to whatever the outcome is going to be. Don't fucking just like keep saying, this is my nigga, I'm holding him down, da, 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 da. And then you sucking dick every other night.
I agree, that's fair.
Yeah,
I agree.
But what's holding a nigga down, though? Some nigga don't give a fuck about that pussy, especially if I'm locked up. I can't monitor that pussy. I can't monitor it on the street, but I damn sure can't monitor locked up.
I don't know, just me, like, even if
that money come, and I ain't gonna say the money, if the support. What do you call it? If the support is there, support, to what I need, yeah. I can't worry about what you're doing.
Mm. But just me as a female, I just wouldn't even wanna like have that come out, like
him
be able to call somebody.
That's what I just.
Oh yeah, she did. She already doing this. I wouldn't even want that on my name.
I think what she's saying is like situations can change abruptly in a relationship. So part of the stuff I had, like the African side of my family was like, you know, your wife, like, could you deal with anything going wrong? Like, what you talking about? Like, what could go wrong? Like, what if she became deaf? What if she became blind? What if she became this? Oh, now I'm thinking about this either way. And I made the decision to say, no matter what, I'm in it. Like what you're saying.
Like
the worst situation, I'm going to be there. I'm going to be with it. That's how you know you're really locked in with the person. But some people, it's situational. Right? You might have a female. This nigga got to go do 20. The money going to get funny. I can't live the same lifestyle. They out. I think that's what she's trying to get at. Like,
yeah, like, I don't know. Maybe that's like a... not wishful thinking, but maybe like it's idealistic instead of realistic. But I don't know. I'm just like,
it's just rare.
Yeah, it's a unicorn. Yeah, it's some unicorn shit.
Now, a guy would appreciate a female that would ride like that.
Like, I don't give a fuck if you say you don't give a fuck what I do with my pussy. I'm gonna give a fuck about what I do with my pussy because
I'm really just saying that.
Would it make you feel
certain way? I'm really just saying that to prep my feelings because I feel like you're gonna do it. But if you don't do it, if I don't find out you did, and even if you did do it and I didn't find out you did, then it's different.
Yeah.
I respect different levels. Totally different.
Would it make you feel a certain way that it might not be reciprocated?
Like, if I was locked up and a nigga was fucking? I can't really think about that until I get in that situation.
Gotcha.
I can't really think about that because that's going to, like, bring unnecessary anxiety into the relationship.
Very good.
What made you shift over, though, Fahead? Like, say, fuck the music. I'm finna just deal with the new shit.
Well, because I knew when I do the movie set, you control the people who be there. You know what I'm saying? Say, if you got to do music like rapping or promotion with the music, you got to go to the club. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to just be in a club just like that. You know what I'm saying? Because they getting worse and worse. You know what I'm saying? The clubs ain't the place yet to be. Them turn to the place where people fight it out or shoot it out. So it's like, I don't want to have my chance of keep being in an area where it's a possibility, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm trying to be smarter than that, you know what I'm saying? So I'd rather do the movie. So that way I ain't got to promote. And then you actually spend less of money doing a movie.
Yeah. Because you got to spend every night. You go to the club. You got to keep it up.
Yeah. You got to pay what you weigh.
You ain't got to go toss it up.
In that music, what you got to
pay what you weigh.
Yeah, you gotta got there show something in
music. And then another thing with the music, you gotta go to the club. So not only you gotta do that, you gotta probably drink.
Yeah.
Or, you know what I'm saying? Or smoke.
You gotta buy them sections and that weed and them bottles. Yeah. And
then you messing up your health, keep drinking all that. See, that's the worst thing you do, though.
Yeah. You feel me? So, tearing your body down.
Yeah, then imagine you gotta go to two or three clubs in the night, and every club you gotta buy a bottle. So you don't want to feel like you out of place, so you're going to go on to drink something. Like, go on to drink something. You know what I'm saying? And you keeping up this
persona. Image.
Toxic, toxic lifestyle, too.
Yeah, so it's like, you don't got to do all that with a movie. Mm-hmm. You being too much hard way with that music. It's like, everybody got it. Who the baddest? rap group. Mm. Oh, they think they can rap good? Well, we'll beat them up. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's crazy.
Them nigga rap good, we'll beat them up.
Yeah. And not only that, I remember, like, me and Ralph used to be going places, and he's be doing his thing. You'll see girls start beating other girls up. You know what I'm saying? Just because they closer, they look better. The girl look real good. The girl who can the fight, they going to beat them up. They going to beat up the girls in the hill. They going to be like, dang. One time I had to jump down there and try to stop it. I'm like, y'all beating them girls up just because they in front of the stage. It's like, crazy. I don't want to see all that right there.
Yeah, yeah. You're
like,
yeah, man.
It don't make it rain. You make it rain, it like, it finna be a fight. Like,
You think you outgrow that, or you just didn't like it even when you were doing it? Like, man, this ain't it.
Nah, I ain't like it no more. Because, like, my partner, rest in peace, Black Boy, Derrick Perry, you know what I'm saying, D-Boy. The day we signed the deal with Ralph, the day he had passed, you know what I'm saying? So I was like,
he
the one who convinced me to push Ralph, you know what I'm saying? He was like, bro, you already the DJ, scream your name, we go in the club. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You might well go on to do this because most of the people know you're in the city, fake card clean, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely went on and did. And then for him to pass the day that we signed the deal, it was like a gift and a curse. You know what I mean? It was like, this ain't even fun no more. You know what
I'm saying? Right.
And then D-Boy's rolled the blunts the long way, like the size, you roll the size of your arm, like a long, that one we used to roll them long.
The baseball bat.
Yeah, the baseball bat. So D-Boy was like the roller. He just rolled on GP, rolled so quick. And it like, now we doing a show. I'm like, in the blunt, ain't no blunt. Nobody got no blunt, right? Like, man, D-Boy, oh man.
Yeah.
Like, this ain't fun no more, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't really enjoy it like that because it was like, he was gone, and he was the one who convinced me to push Ralph, you know what I'm saying? Him and Ralph used to pull up over at my spot, like, and Ralph let me hear him doing things. I already knew he could rap, but he'll come and let me hear new stuff. I'm like, boy, you got it, for real. You're like, he still do, you know what I'm saying? So it was like, once I push him and that happened, it was like, it wasn't the same no more.
But I'm going to keep it real, though, because I was there.
Exactly.
It was different, though. It wasn't just in the club. Like, you were running Ralph around with you, too, like, come to the east side, fuck with us.
Yeah.
Come over there, you just pull up, just regular. Like, oh, then my boy, he going crazy. He going, oh, then we see him out. This shouter, he going crazy. That shit was just.
That way y'all will know him, you know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. I just seen
if Black them know you know what I'm saying? You somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For sure. Just nigga, I'm just saying, like, you know, just like kind of stamping a nigga, you know what I'm saying?
That what it was.
Like, because you already, like, you got to think, we were doing 15, for 14 real. Years old, we got them share showcase.
Showcase for real.
You know what I'm saying?
And running it.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Boo and Black on stage, Richard Rick, Terry. They doing their thing, man.
The gang.
They made us say, boy, we gotta find somebody to route too. They motivated you, boy.
Yeah.
They were cranking the whole club, but tell DJ, hold on, cut out, DJ. They let DJ know what's going on. What did this duct tape? Hey, what did this? You know what I'm saying? They represent way back then, boy.
Yeah,
they showed you how to crank up the crowd, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, been low way back then for all my dogs.
Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
What's up? It's yours truly, DJ Scream from the Big Facts Podcast. And Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with over 3 million members. It's the easiest, most exciting way to play DFS. Just you against the numbers. You pick more than or less than on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. And do you want to play alongside some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill or comedian Andrew Souls? Well, you can now find community plays under the promos tab of the app to view entries for some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community each and every week. And Prize Picks is really simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entry in less than 60 seconds. My big win last week was the Golden State Warriors versus Atlanta Hawks game, where I chose Stephen Curry to have more than 5 three-pointers and I chose Trae Young to have lower than 6 assists. I was a winner in Prize Picks. Conveniently and expeditiously sent me my winnings via Apple Pay. So go to prizepicks.com/bigfacts and use the code BIGFACTS, BIGFACTS, for a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, that's prizepicks.com/bigfacts and use the code BIGFACTS for a first deposit match of up to $100. PrizePicks, pick more, pick less, it's that easy.
For the streets,
exactly.
It's Big Facts.
No cap.
Bitch.
But where are these fathead questions you said you had for us, man? That's what you
okay,
said.
Okay, yeah, I did have a few questions. I had a question. I was thinking, like, okay, you know how I be seeing, like, a lot of people guilt to, like, the homeless. Uh-huh. So how do you look at it if they guilt to the homeless and they got family members that need help? You know what I'm saying? Just say if you know you got family members.
I'm going to tell you that when you get finished.
You know you got family members. You might have family members. It might be. Cause my mama had 7 kids, you know what I'm saying? So we got a big family. My mama had 7 kids, and her 7 kids, my sister actually, she got 42 grandkids. She got 42 grandkids off of 7 kids. So
shit.
Like, I be like, I don't be wanting to just go get all money away when I know they might need help here and there. You feel me? So I need to be, you know what I'm saying, smart. So how do you look at it from point of view, like, I can't go do no homeless drive, no crematory drive. You feel me?
When family gonna beat you up.
Possibly. You know what I'm saying? but you know what I'm saying? I need to save my money for them when they need help. You feel
me? But see, the thing is, I feel like this is my personal opinion. I'm gonna take the answer to this first. I feel like a lot of people, especially when it comes to that giving back to the homeless shit, when you still have like family members that are possibly in the same situation or worse, I feel like a lot of people be burnt out on their family, or they've had like issues or discrepancies, or they've gone through shit over the years with their family. So they not really like saying fuck their family, but it's easier for them to help somebody who they don't know that they know really needs it, as opposed to somebody that they do know that really needs it, but they don't really fuck with.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't never say fuck my family. I ain't gonna even lie. They can cuss me out. Yeah. I might give them a couple months to let them know, like, you better cut me out and we communicate. But I'm gonna forgive them. You feel me?
Yeah.
AJ? Because I'm a family oriented person. I like to take family vacation. You know what I'm saying? That's mainly why when I first bought my first Sprinter, because we used to rent the vans every year.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of times they be about sold out. I be like, hold on, it get hard and hard to get even. I said, let me go buy one. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it ended up making me buy more because I said, I can make money off this. I got the Sprinter serve too. I forgot about that. Stay Ride Sprinter serve. You know what I'm saying?
So you forgot about that?
Forgot all about that. When is it? So deep in their common sense and all our conversation.
Jay.
Thank you.
My bad. You say got that fuck that you went on and bought them bitches.
Yeah, went on and bought them. You know what I'm saying? All them going to car auction, buying cars, selling them. It add up at the end.
Well, the answer to that question is...
It's simple math.
I concur with Jay on that one.
On the family shit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because it might not even let you just deal with your family like that, but you trying to help somebody that you know needs help, but you don't know nothing else about them, it's just a lot easier, bro.
I think the easy part of it is to give to anybody that you feel appreciated when you give it to them.
Appreciation is the thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if I know you don't even appreciate you just doing it because you think we family, fuck you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But I know this shit appreciated. I don't give a fuck. Anybody, get family, anybody, friends, homies, whoever. You can get it because I'm coming. Yeah. I know you need it and it's appreciated.
Yeah. Right.
You know I ain't have to do it. Motherfucker feel like I got to do something. I can't do it.
Right, exactly.
I agree with both of y'all.
Entitlement and appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Very important.
Yeah. What else you got for a fan? That was good.
Okay. Okay, so I got another question. I was thinking, like, what y'all think about when is a female considered an adult in y'all mind?
An adult?
Like, okay, just say if she was to get the fine with the consequences, what age would it be considered? Now, I might need to rephrase it because I want to see what age do y'all consider adult? Because we know if you do something at 17 and you're a female, they're going to take you to what, Rice Street,
to
right?
To the big people jail, yeah.
Yeah, so I be feeling like if you go to the big people jail, you consider adult. Not, I'm not in a sexual way. I'm saying it more as far as like getting in trouble wise.
Yeah.
Like what age you consider adult?
Man,
you
know what I mean? I feel like a lot of people, I feel like the instant that you have the ability to determine whether or not something is right or wrong and you still choose to make whatever decision you decide to make, I feel like that's when you're an adult, regardless of your age.
I agree with Jade again.
1,000,000%. But you know better, because that's the same way we just talking about the water boy, right?
Yeah.
You in your car, boy, you a grown man reaching for this scrap.
Yeah,
I'm right. Doing all that shit y'all niggas be doing. You grown. I'm gonna fuck if you 13, whatever. Oh, you grown.
Nigga, you be six.
Cause you can do the same shit to me, a grown man. Like,
yeah, that grown people stuff you doing.
If another grown man reached in my shit, I'm gonna smoke it too.
That grown people stuff they doing it when they start like, doing that.
Yeah, when you start doing that. Yep. So that's what that is. It's just, shit. I don't know.
This wine is so good.
They said they need answers. About what? When I get big fat. Big fat.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have like one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So, listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to talk about and go through all the things that are sometimes difficult to process alone. We're going to go over how to regulate your emotions, diving deep into holistic personal development, and just building your mindset to have a happier, healthier life. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune in to what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, right, which is different than empathy, yeah, right?
And basically have conversations that can help us get through this crazy thing we call life.
I already believe in myself. I already see myself. And so when people give me an opportunity, I'm just like, oh, great, you see me too.
We'll laugh together, we'll cry together, and find a way through all of our emotions. Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I just feel like you just, like you say, I just reciprocate good energy.
Yeah.
If it's negative energy, I'm just gonna remove myself. Like he said, like this ain't, these niggas ain't getting no nigga no doubt. A nigga looking at the ground and shit. What this is?
Yeah, something else.
You trying to get out of here. Somebody did something to one of these niggas. So yeah. I gotta go. Yeah.
Or that granddaddy's a goddamn somebody, uncles like, or
yeah,
somebody.
Let's get out of here. But when you walk in the spot and you know it's love, that shit be love, bro.
Hell yeah. And you can stay there all night and just kick it and chill. Mm.
Okay, I got another question.
Man, shoot
them
out.
Okay, can an attractive female, like fine, nice, shade, pretty face, can a guy be her friend? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be going out to the club with them, with her and her friends, and you know what I'm saying? And howling.
I ain't gonna go for it. I mean, that might be what they kick, but I ain't going for it. I'm not gonna believe
it. Is she involved with another nigga? Like, does she have a boyfriend or is she single?
Nah, she could be in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And she could be in a relationship, you could say a year about her, you know what I'm saying?
I say you can, though, me personally.
You don't mean that.
No, I say you can, bruh. I say you can.
Strictly platonic.
I say you can't.
Man, stop the cap.
Out.
And they could be out drinking.
Yes,
so you finna, let your bitch go out with a nigga?
I ain't finna let.
They go into the cousin club.
Take her out of it. We talking about, can somebody do that? Man. Yes, but can mine do that? Fuck no.
I don't really believe in platonic.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Eddie.
No, it was an episode you put against it.
Huh?
I don't know if we talking about the same thing.
What?
Re-ask
nah, what he's saying is, do you think a nice looking female, a dude can just only be her friend? I'm saying it can happen.
Platonic.
And you could say they went to high school together, and you know what I'm saying? It could be 10 years later and they friends, they be like to go to the Hawk game or something.
Eventually somebody's gonna wanna fuck.
Yeah, I feel like I agree, but at the end of the day, it's hard to just say that, man.
How?
What about he go out of town on vacation to the beach too with the homegirl? You know
oh
man?
My goodness, you don't put
with
out
the
homegirl
that got a nigga for a year?
And then they'll probably switch up. Nigga,
she's just making it worse and worse.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They ain't making it worse and worse. Yeah, they all at the beach, though. Yo. You almost naked. You at the beach.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
What you think?
Well, I'm with bank. You know what I'm saying? Not my girl.
Yeah. But
it could be somebody
I feel like somebody can do that, but just not with mine.
Yeah.
Because ten times out of ten, nine times out of ten, nigga gonna end up fucking them straight up because they done built a damn near a regular relationship. Yep. But I got platonic people that be around me. that I can say. That's what I'm saying. So I can say it can happen.
But I mean, I got platonic people quote.
Yeah, he's kicking it a little different, though. He's saying you 20, or not you, but somebody, whatever, 20 years on some young shit, it is going out and they kicking it and they smoking and they drinking. Maybe
all, it don't matter age. All the dick and pussy, that shit done. As long as this shit get hard and wet, it's all the same. Nigga, this shit what it is. And I know we said we're going to hold back on kind of cussing.
Yeah, so, it is what it is.
But
platonic, I don't really
believe. I can see it happening.
In platonic.
No, but okay, so let me say this. Because just like take myself for instance. I have a lot of, damn near all of my people are platonic. But it's just like, I know for a fact that if I was to flip that switch, it'll immediately go down. I just choose, you know what I'm saying, to keep it that way because of whatever's going on. But I know for a fact, like, but that's what I'm saying. Like, eventually, like, a lot of people aren't as strong as me or aren't as, like, focused as me.
Yeah.
So a lot of people wouldn't be able to hold out.
Man, y'all go for that platonic shit if y'all want. Cool.
I ain't say I was going for it. I'm saying it's possible. Anything is possible. God is a good God.
You brought God into it.
We serve a
God is we a serve good a delivery God. God. The God that we serve is a good God. Y'all said there's nothing impossible.
Was that the positive pack you smoking?
No, brother. This is the truth, bro.
The like, truth pack.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I wouldn't trust it.
I could,
but
either.
I think it's possible. Yeah. That's all I'm saying. Like,
I know it's possible. I'm
no
walking
nigga.
Living proof that it's possible. But what I'm saying is that the minute that I feel like, hey man, let's go, it's gone.
So you're making a point. You saying that in platonic relationships,
they really want to fuck.
The minute that the woman flipped the switch, is over with.
Anytime a male and a female around each other, somebody want to fuck. If they around each other, fuck. It could be the dude, it could be her. Somebody want to. It's just the right circumstance to make it happen. I agree with that.
Please.
Totally. Wow. But what
you
I'm
might
saying
go here, just bring me the bottom.
Anything is possible. Because one could be scared and the other could be glad she's scared.
that make all the sense in the world.
But then once you do flip that switch and cross that line, it's up from there. Like,
I don't know about, I mean.
Nah,
I don't personally
believe
in it. Everybody has their beliefs. I don't personally believe in them.
Like, some of my wife uncles and shit can't even call her. Like, you your uncle who side? Hell nah. This such and such. This what's the name? Man, fuck all that uncle cousin shit. Man, that's a nigga. Stay your ass over there.
Okay.
We'll see y'all if we go to the family reunion. All that calling like y'all cousins and talking about what?
Okay.
Okay. Cool. Get your ass over. I'm talking to your people. I don't need you in my business. I just feel like that though. And that could make me whatever the fuck y'all want to make me, but that's just what it is. I don't believe in that.
Okay.
But like I said, it's possible.
It's possible. Rolling down the hall.
It's possible. It's definitely possible.
You believe in that shit, though?
Well, I want to plead the fifth.
Exactly.
He had the question to put the fifth
right.
on.
Cause I need, but hey, we were talking about beautiful. Let me give a shout out to my beautiful daughter, Sochar.
Yes,
what's up with the queen?
With the makeup and the beats.
Definitely. She was definitely the makeup artist in my movie Common Sense.
That's big.
So Sochar Cosmetic, y'all check it out. Holla at my dog, Madnet Films. Appreciate you coming and filming for me, dog. On the backdrop when I come in and leave, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sir.
Okay, we need another question
because
this shit right here is
fine. Let me ask you something. On the next movie, though, first.
Get away. I want to start back filming according to my schedule. You know how you from the hood, we got a certain schedule. I'm shooting for May, though. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm start back
Lord
filming.
Lord willing.
Definitely. And then by the end of the year, December, going in January, I plan on coming out with part two of Common Sense.
Okay.
The Big Fat get a cameo, man.
Oh, yeah, we need to be
man,
in.
Man, that'll be beautiful for y'all to be in. My move is like, hey, that'll be big. I'm looking forward to that.
Done.
Shit, okay. We looking forward to it too.
Okay, two perfect.
We got another question.
Okay, let me see. I did have another
question. You did. You said you had a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, I did have them wrote down. So I think I could come up with one right quick without thinking
now,
about
it. We birthing the Fat Head podcast today. We just let you know, man.
Oh, I love it.
That we
I
get first writer refusal on the Big Facts Network for the Fat Head podcast.
Yeah.
I love.
You know, we signed the niggas too. We signed the niggas too.
Hey,
like, no. You know how Stay Down Production used to do?
Which y'all definitely will. Okay. Hey, Big Fat, bro. Okay. Hey, come on. That'll be a dream come true.
What you about to say, though?
Okay, I think I got a good question. I was like, what you think about, like, you know, how we grow up with the people we grow up from the sandbox, we call it, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but in life, we had to go another route, you know what I'm saying? Like, as far as, like, we couldn't do everything we used to do as far as clubbing, you know what I'm saying? Or just hanging out, standing around, smoking. Yeah. So, how do you feel about, you know what I'm saying, is it easy to still love the people that we grew up with? Well, in my opinion, I still love all the people I grew up with, even if I don't see them. You know what I'm saying? Like I say, everybody I see, as soon as I see them, I be ready to embrace them, you know what I'm saying, to the max, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So sometimes I get the, like, you know, I'm glad to see you. Sometimes I get like, dang, that kind of dry, dog. You know what I'm saying? I ain't seen you probably 4 years, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, but still, you still love them, but you just be like, that it might make you feel like I'm gonna stay even more busier now, you know what I'm saying?
Because
you don't want to feel the vibes of people not happy to see you, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So how do you feel about it, you know what I'm saying? Like the people we grew up, you still feel like it's still that same love back?
Man, I feel like at the end of the day, it all depends on what, and I said this before, would this be your friend in the mindset you in now? Fuck what we were. Would I choose you as my friend today? Because we talking about today. Fuck the past. That's a little female. They'll fuck anything we've been through. Fuck who you. Fuck you.
Exactly.
Do we benefit each other life today?
Yeah.
That's the question you got to ask yourself. Because we moving in purpose, right?
Right.
And we're moving on our time. Okay, cool. I love you for sure. I can love you forever. But would I be fucking with you? Would you be on my line if you weren't my family? Would we be in close proximity of each other trying to do some everyday shit? We don't do the same shit if you weren't my family or my friend from the sandbox. Would I do that? Yeah. That's all you got to ask yourself, and that's how you determine.
And then you ain't got no choice but to go the way you're going because this the way of success. You know what I'm saying? So
this your path too, though.
Yep, and that's why me doing a movie and just doing family-oriented situation, you know what I'm saying? Because that it feel good doing that. Because you showing your kid how, you know what I'm saying, how you fold the love one another, you know what I'm saying? Focusing in on what's important, you know what I'm saying?
But then a lot of people feel like you were taking the wrong route for your own life. Did you get that? Like, people feel like you doing the wrong shit with your money for your life.
Yeah, some people could feel like you acting funny, you know what I'm saying? Or you going maybe like, oh, you don't got too big to come around. Some people make it feel like that, you know what I'm saying? But ain't nobody told me that, but I, you know, people could feel like that, you know what I'm saying? But with me, I'm trying to stay around the wife, the future wife. I ain't married yet, you know what I'm saying? But I shout out to my future wife, Star, you know what I'm saying? We've been together 28 years.
Why the hell, what you waiting on?
Hey, you know where to be.
Just along with me.
Being from the street, you know what I'm saying? You make some bad decisions. And then it kind of prolonged. And I mean, it probably prolonged a long time. You know what I'm saying? Because 28 years is a long time. But ain't too late. So
it ain't never too late.
So we on it. You know
but
what I'm
y'all
saying?
Already locked in, though.
Yeah, we locked in.
I probably wouldn't, like, Shante had me marry her, bro.
Okay.
So I just knew I just couldn't, like, you my wife anyway, in my mind. Shit, I ain't never felt like this about no other person. So shit, whatever it is, that what it is. I wasn't ready to be in no black America. I ain't know what it was.
Yep.
We just shit, we gonna be together forever anyway in my mind.
Exactly.
So yeah. So I get it. Cause I probably wouldn't have never asked. I probably shit, we go together forever.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yeah, it's time. Nah, I'm on it. Then we could do us a trip together too. You know what I'm saying?
Real shit.
Yeah.
I'm on that. It's gonna be soon.
28 years. How you survive? Like, how do you survive in a relationship with 28 years?
You know what? You know, you gotta really love each other. You know what I'm saying? That one thing. So, cause I end up standing forward. You know what I'm saying? So I know she loved me because we stayed in the project for probably like about 17 years. You know what I'm saying? We might be at Central Station, still have on Gucci though. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you feel me? But hey,
smoking them long ass blunt with bro.
Exactly. Just stayed in the project. Yeah. You feel me? But you still living life. You know what I'm saying?
Still pulling up.
Right. Exactly.
Pull up game was always up for it.
Exactly. So now that I'm out the project, been out maybe about 7 years, I want to say. Yeah. And that feel good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm just living life, being smart. You know what I'm saying? But I'm thanking God too. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I know that who made it all possible. That who saved my life. You know what I'm saying?
Real
I know.
Shit.
I'm here to spread love.
Yeah. Right.
What's something you'll bring back to the city if you could? It'd be a place, a vibe, an event.
I bring back when you have block parties. Cause I used to go to everybody block party.
Me too.
You know what I'm saying?
Me too.
I was trying to go everywhere, so I ain't have no problem
from
nowhere.
Hood to hood. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now you can't do that because it's just too much going on. You don't know if it would be a shootout or what.
I feel like the last like Zone 6 day was one of the last just vibes where everybody could come kick it.
Yeah, we had 5,000 people out there.
No incident.
No, nothing. Like exactly. a nigga like what happened? A nigga shot himself in the foot at like 10 o'clock at night after the fact?
Drunk or something.
Yeah, like, exactly. But everybody was gone from the park. Like, yeah, and the news just tried to put it on the event. But like, during the event, the whole entire day, like, beautiful. We didn't have not one hiccup at all.
Man, I wish I had faith in that.
See, I wouldn't even want to be a part of even putting that night there together right now.
Yeah.
It just even, the energy ain't. But even though it might do go right, that's why we got to do that shit just in positive way. Like, you've never been hiking with Bank. The next hiking with Bank is March 24th. It's Stone Valley. You should come out. It's a really dope experience. Shit, just like a Zone 6 day, because we be vibing out.
Okay. And it be peaceful.
It should be peaceful.
Good vibes.
Family
good vibes.
Shit.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Real good vibes.
Doing it for your health.
Yeah, just you know, just walking.
Mm-hmm. Fathead, what's next, man? What you got?
Well, you know what? Sprinter serving, the movie. Yeah, I'm just trying to enjoy life. I'm thinking about Big Fat Podcast since y'all said something.
It's on the network.
It's like
Fat Head, man.
Y'all need me to be special. Get here now. I'm on the way now.
Hey, you got some questions, man. I'm gonna be hitting you up for some questions, man. You got some good questions.
Nah, I'm definitely coming up with them. I'm definitely coming up with them though.
That boy got them brain teasers.
I appreciate you, man. Y'all check out that movie Common Sense on Vimeo.
Yes,
Vimeo.
Sir. On Vimeo, you know what I'm saying? If you need the link, hit me at ATL_Fathead on Instagram. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it is. Check us out, too, at www.bigfactspod.com. Subscribe, like, follow, comment on that Big Facts Network. You know what it is. Salute.
Bad ethnic
right now. Visit the new website today, bigfactspod.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there,
I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.